You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Supposed to be here, but he's tied up helping somebody. So I got an email earlier today, and I'll ask him tomorrow, but I'll answer the question now. Email says this: I've enjoyed listening as you guys have been getting around talking about post-traumatic winning. It's pretty cool following you guys. You can hear it in your voices, and I know you've been told that, but it's just really cool, and I personally really enjoyed it. I've wondered, though, what surprises you guys about as you go around? So I only want one answer from each of you. One thing that has surprised you. Everybody's got bruises. That's a post-traumatic winning. That's a post-traumatic winning thing. Everybody's got bruises. You know, it's not. It's an easy question for me to answer. Just so you know, I'm, and it's kind of the maybe it's two pieces of it. I am surprised at how spring-loaded the young people are of this country are for leadership. And one of the things that, you know, in fact, the Commandant asked this question. So we, at the General Officer Summit, we did the thing, and then there was a time for question and answer afterwards, and they put about 10 minutes on the clock. And so he asked the first question. He said, why is it so hard to communicate with young people? Why do they not? I said, well, I think they're intimidated, first of all. You know, all you guys are, you're all older combat veterans. They come from a soft culture that doesn't do trauma anymore. And so, so they don't do trauma anymore, and then they're going to come into this organization, and they're going to walk up to you and talk to you and feel comfortable. No, you intimidate them. And so we have to, and I use that, and I say the reason that General Furness's example is so powerful is he opens the door to them, right? When we do this stuff, the stuff that we talk about, that opens the door to them. Right. And they love it. Right. And they'll come through the door. But we have to set the example. So what am I surprised about? I didn't know if they would be responsive. But not only are they responsive, they're spring loaded. They want to talk to you. So that's probably the thing that was probably the biggest variable. How would this be received by younger Marines? And how is it received? Overwhelming. They want to talk. They want to talk. Because I think they gravitate to the Marine Corps because they see strength and they want to be a part of that. But they're a little bit, they're intimidated. So we've got a door kick into them, right? So they can come to see us and feel comfortable doing that. So I would say that's probably the thing that that of all the things that I've seen was the biggest variable and thing I didn't know. How would they respond? Would they respond? Would they just say, you know, that's stupid. You know, who cares? They don't, trust me. Because they live through it. They live through it. So I'll ask Mike. I'll ask Mike that whenever he shows back up again, maybe tomorrow, maybe not. So we will talk to him about that and get his take on it. But that's probably one of the surprises. The other one is I would tell you, if I could give a second one, because Mike's not here, I'll give a second one, is the enthusiasm that they have shown relative to it. That the emails I get, and I got some more this morning. I looked at the Post Traumatic Winning website, and there's email there. And I started reading it. One's from somebody in the Air Force, and one's from somebody else. But they're all, you know, the enthusiasm for telling them the blunt truth, right? Giving them a path, that telling them you can do it. Here's the path. Here's how you do it. And then challenging them. Don't just take care of yourself. Okay, you're going to be okay. Your goal now is to go out and help other people. The enthusiasm that they received that message for, and one of them came up to me later and said, "Hey, sir, you know, towards the end when you said every one of you have had pictures flashing in your head of people you know that are dealing with this kind of stuff," he said, "I'm going to do that tonight. I have a brother, right? I have a cousin, and I have two good friends, and I'm going to wear," "I'm going to wear them out with this. This is really cool, and it makes sense. It makes total sense that we could do this." And so to me, that enthusiasm is what gives me hope that suicide number is going down, right? That suicide number is going down because when you do the things that we're talking about doing, which are wellness practices and maintaining yourself, what are you doing? You're just preparing yourself for the certainty of the day that trauma enters your life. And you practice on adversity all the time. These little, Mike calls them ankle biters, these little ankle biter issues, blah, blah, that you learn to kind of devour. I can do this. I can do this. It's not stopping me. This is the fourth one today. Kind of pissing me off. Let me do a breathing exercise, and then I'm back at it. Right? That's all creating better fighters. Right? And those fighters will fight in life, and they'll also fight in combat, and they'll be good. So, to me, that's really exciting. That's really exciting. And so that enthusiasm to help other people is I love. I absolutely positively love that stuff. So there's a couple things that have surprised me. And now as I continue to show it people who haven't really seen the whole thing, and then I'll ask for, hey, you want to check this out? Let me know what you think about the Warrior Wellness Octagon. The woe, if you will. And they'll look at it and they'll be like, whoa. And I'm just joking about that. But their response is cool and their enthusiasm for it. So, again, this is about preparing people for the rigors of life. And it's just wonderful. And again, very excited. Going to be able to present it again down at the Marine Corps West Expo, both on Thursday and Friday. So I'll do that. And then we'll see where it all takes us. So in the process now of putting a proposal together for the Marine Corps, and then entering into some kind of agreement with them on how to do it or how we'll do it, and then begin to move around the Marine Corps. So we will be expeditionary, hopefully often in the upcoming months. Yeah, very exciting, very exciting. So again, the last month has been awesome, and with more of that in the future, and to include this week down at Camp Pendleton. So pretty, pretty excited to do that. We'll take one more quick break. More of All Marine Radio coming up on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network on a Tuesday, so don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
To be fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue. But it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
Hundreds of thousands of veterans have taken off their uniforms and put them away, carefully packed and safely stowed. But for some veterans, the uniform isn't so easily removed. The emotions experienced while serving continue to weigh on them. Life after service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, and daily life is no longer as enjoyable as it once was. Some feel overwhelmed and lost. But that uncertainty doesn't take away from their strength and courage, nor does it take away from the sense of duty veterans carry with them. The transition from service is different for everyone. If you are a veteran going through a difficult time, or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I remember walking around the court square sidewalks, looking in windows, things I couldn't want. There's Johnson's Hardware and Morgan's Jewelry, and the old Lee King's Apothecary. They were the little man.
That'll do it. State of the Union speech tonight. Not too fired up about it. I'm not. Not gonna lie to you. He's not a great speech maker, and God only knows what's the next bright idea. Yeah, the whole thing about keeping troops in Iraq is because he knows it's a stupid idea, and he should have never gone where he went with Erdogan. And now he's trying to salvage something so that he doesn't look like the village idiot that he is. Oh, did I say that? I thought I just thought that. Yeah, he does some stupid stuff. As a conservative, though, like I was talking with Alex, I mean, economic confrontation with China, good. Less regulation of business in the United States, you think? Calling out NATO, but still being part of it? Yep. I don't get the whole Putin thing, though. Why he doesn't say shit about Putin and Russia. It didn't make me feel good. And then the biggest thing I believed in was the people that he hired that were strong leaders. I think we all did, that spoke well of him, right? That he would bring those kind of people. They're all gone. That ain't good, okay? That is not good. All right, that'll do it. We're on a Tuesday. Mike Regner going to join us tomorrow. He is the... He's the man in charge of the Marine Expo. So we'll talk to him. And we'll talk to him about what he's excited about. So we'll hear about that. And then maybe we can get the Gunner on. Well, I think he does stuff on Wednesday. So maybe we'll catch up with him on Thursday. But we'll have Mike Regner on tomorrow and somebody else. I'm not exactly sure who, but I'll find somebody. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you just tuning in, do a kind of a quick review of news headlines in the first half hour. Alex Hetherington is the show director of the Marine Military Expos. So Alex kind of throws the lever. So he joined us to talk about the one that's going to happen at Camp Pendleton here this week. And then after that, Alex Hollings called us. He joined us. And I'll tell you this. Alex started out as a former Marine. He was an admin guy, right? And so, I'll tell you what, though. He's done great for himself. I mean, he talks strategic policy, he talks technology, he talks He talks leadership, and I love having him on the program. And he says, you know, some interesting stuff, too. Anyway, you can find his work at fightersweep.com and newsrep.com, formerly known as softrep.com. So you can check that out. So you will hear him and them coming right up. So the interview with Alex Hollings, because Mike was tied up, went about 90 minutes. So you have that going for you. Have a great day. We'll talk about the State of the Union address tomorrow. Like I said, I'm not excited about it. Just so you know, I'm not excited about it. But hey, it is what it is, right? We'll pay attention. And we'll have an honest discussion about it. That's what we do. So, anyway, on a Tuesday, the 5th day of February, All Marine Radio is over and out of here.